Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawmiddin Wassalatu Wassalamu Ala Rasuli Sayyidina Muhammadin Wa Ala Alihi Wa Ashabihi Ajma'in A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajim Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Inna Allah Wa Malaikatahu Yusalluna Ala Nabiyyi Wa Alladhina Amanu Sallu Alayhi Wa Sallimu Taslima Allahumma Salli Ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Wa Ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammadin Wa Ashabihi Barik Wa Sallim Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Allahumma rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa qala ta'ala: Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Sadaqallahul 'azim. Respected ulama ikram and those who are present here, I've chosen for today's discussion a verse that you have heard time and time and again. Various ulama have touched on this particular verse, but the khubi of Allah's kalam is that every alim that may touch on a particular Quranic verse, the aspect that he may discuss will be quite different from the other one. So inshallah, what I intend to do today is to leave you inshallah with something to think about and to make dua, and then can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Now Allah Jalla Shanuhu, my friends, in Quran Sharif, after commanding the believers to bring Iman, the second most important item after Iman, Allah demanded from every believer that he and she should observe Taqwa. Now Taqwa has got different meanings. Again, ulama ikram will present that discussion in a different manner altogether. Simple meaning of the word Taqwa, very simple meaning, which we teach in madrasas as well, is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can only come when a person is able to develop a condition where he or she is conscious that Allah is watching me. And this is indeed a very difficult condition to develop. You would also remember one time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked many questions by the angel in the masjid who came in the form of human being, he asked him many questions, and one of them that he asked him was, Mal Ihsan, ke ya Nabi, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me what is the meaning of the word Ihsan. Now, as far as you are concerned, Ihsan means to do somebody a favor. Fine, that's also one meaning. But here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ke an ta'bud Allah ka annaka tarahu, that you make ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a manner as if you are actually seeing Allah. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَىٰ, and if you can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's a fact, then فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ, then remember Allah is watching you. Our simple problem, my dear friends, is, and all of us are victims, including myself, okay, you and I may tend to sometime in perform certain deeds when we feel okay, by we are under scrutiny. And the behavior is completely adverse when we feel when no one is watching us. Take a simple example. When does a person commit guna? When he knows ke bhai koi dekh raha nahi raha hai. I mean, no person like you and me now with a big dadi and a lamba kurta will make guna in open public because we are under scrutiny. But when we are in total privacy, then of course we take advantage ke bhai, nobody watching us. Now this simply implies ke we are devoid of taqwa. And taqwa means ke whether you're in public, whether you're in private, this condition has to come in our mind ke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. So Allah is saying here in this verse that I mentioned, and by the way, sorry, after Iman, the demand from Allah was taqwa. In this verse, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatihi. Allah Jalla Shanu is saying, okay, O believers, O you brought Iman, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the haqq and right of Allah. Again, my friends, along the way we learn something very, very important. Okay, one of the most important functions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to explain each and every ayat of the Quran, each and every word of the Quran, each and every letter of the Quran. Thus we also understand from that, okay, we cannot do without the sunnah, the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No person, it's impossible for a person to take kalam-e Rabbani, sit down, look at one translation, say, I'm alim, I call him. You'll have to go and refer to what was the explanation given by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now look at here. They are asking him, ke ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying here when he says, حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ according to the haq of Allah. Let me deviate a little bit. Very simple. I won't discuss too long there. Once he asked them a simple question, who is a poor man? They all know this one. Just in passing, I'm just touching it. So they gave the obvious meaning, one who has no money. He said, you're wrong. And then of course he went to explain what is the actual meaning of the word poor man or fakir. I don't want to go in that. That's not my topic. So they asked him, and Allah Nabi said the following, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ket haqqa tuqati simply means the following point, so keep this in mind. That you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time and never disobey Him. Remember Allah all the time, never forget Him. Make shukr of Allah all the time and never be ungrateful. Haqqa tuqati. One more time. Haqqa tuqati means obey Allah all the time, never disobey. Remember Allah all the time, never forget Him. Make Allah shukr all the time and never be ungrateful. Don't make it na shukri. Tell me, my friends, in all honesty, is that possible? I'm talking in terms of our human condition. Is that possible? I got no time. This is Jumma Bayan. To go again into more in-depth to show you how we are falling short very, very widely. Because virtually every second of the time, we don't even remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he's so absorbed in so many other things. Okay, that's the second issue. But prior to that, before that, the priority is obey Allah all the time. Make an analysis of ourselves. We have to now learn what are the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that govern my life. What are the do's and the don'ts, and here again we fall short. So we got a serious problem. And Allah Himself says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. A man by nature is ungrateful. Again, you know, if you go in that bayan, another very, very deep. It's our common feature of the human being that all the time he makes nashukri. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to help us develop this condition of shukr of Allah, he insisted on every turn say Alhamdulillah. And of course various words follow in that regard. So the Sahaba-e-Kiram were human beings. Of course Allah gave them ala martaba. They earn for themselves because of their devotion and dedication. Eventually, the martaba of radiyallahu anhum waradu, and so where can we match them? And now they are saying, Allahu Akbar, ke ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the demand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making impossible. Show us one human being that will be able to fulfill that demand 100%. Nazir bhai, what do you think? Impossible. And I love their questioning. After all, they were the very first recipients of Allah's commandments. Via Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, they received the command. It was their common quality, common feature, sami'na wa ata'na. And when they found something difficult, they didn't feel shy. If they never understood, they didn't feel shy. Our problem is, we'll sit, we'll listen, someday, now, someday, doesn't matter. Murid sahab can carry on, we will namaz khatam, hum chale jayenge. By my friends, I'm a teacher. And I like, of course this is not the occasion, but just in passing. I like when a person talks, you must ask. If you can't ask him that time, at least after salah, I never understood that. Can you elaborate even more? And I don't see, and inshallah you will not come across any mulisab that will turn you down. So they asked him that. And very, very valid question, solve our problem. Had they not asked him that, serious problem. And in all sincerity, they said, Ya Rasulullah, impossible. Can't be done. How? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now remember, Allah sent Quran down, Allah then be explained that bit. Now that was his job, he gave it. Now, there is a problem there, who's going to solve the problem? Who? Allah. Allah sent Quran down again. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. O Musliman, that is the case, that's what I want, 100%. But however, I will make some leniency. In which way? فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Now fear Allah according to your individual ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now judge everyone according to his own ability. Again, there's so many examples we can think of. But we'll leave you with that particular point. Now again, people ask the question, my dear friends, two things here now. Okay, taqwa, while you may go in, you know, at length to explain by ye taqwa, wo taqwa, carry on, we learn by example very, very well. Couple of examples, couple of incidents, right? Allah also used incidents there to illustrate even further the demand of a particular thing. So what comes to mind now is a very famous episode, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, who is called Imam Azam, our Imam, whom we follow in fiqh. Now let's look at his example. Maybe inshallah I may give you two, to give us an idea what taqwa is all about. And if there is time, we'll go even further inshallah. It is said that once Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, in the city of Baghdad, while he was in Baghdad Sharif, he's walking on the road. Now please don't compare your road with that road. Our road, mashallah, tarmac. That one there is corrugation, sand, mud, and we got, mashallah, rubber wheels, and there you got four-legged animals, and you know, all the facilities are not there, so the road is not in a state, in a good state all the time. Okay, this is the condition. So as Imam Sahib is walking, his champal picked up. You know, it happens to all of us. Rainy day, muddy, what happens? That thing picks up. So it picked up a small amount of mud, which landed on his kurta. And Allah's fazl, he was able to see that. Nobody saw that, he saw it. The moment he saw that, he ran. Now imagine Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, may Allah keep him with us for a long time. Imagine Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Ramadha Barakatum, walking, and suddenly takes off. So what Shabbi tu kya karega bhai? Seriously. You run behind him, but what happened? Moana Patel doesn't run, suddenly bhaga, something happened, so you take off behind him. So in like manner, a few people, when they saw Imam Abu Hanifa take off, so they raced behind him, but they couldn't catch up with him. By that time they caught up with him, Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is sitting by the riverside, on the river bank there, and he's washing his kurta. And these people came, Imam Sahib, what happened? You took off with such speed, you never ran in your life, you never saw you. What happened? He says, no, as I was walking, some mud from the ground there splashed onto my kurta. When I saw that, I could not tolerate its presence on my kurta. So I rushed to remove it. And he's still washing, and Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala ali happened to raise his hand, and they noticed that spot. The spot was very, very small. Very small. So they looked at that and said, Imam Sahib, but you are the same Imam who gave fatwa, that that amount negligible. You know, we say that, we say certain amount negligible. You say, Imam Sahib, you are the same Imam who gave the fatwa, that that amount negligible. Now, how come so much of importance you are giving to that? He says, my dear friends, what I dictated was fatwa, and what I am doing is taqwa. Now, where does that come from? We'll go back to Quran Sharif. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the third or fourth revelation of the Quran, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'anzir, wa rabbaka fakabbir, wa thiyabaka fatahir. Allah commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O you who is wrapped in a sheet, qum fa'anzir, stand up and warn the people. Wa rabbaka fakabbir, and magnify your Rabb, say Allah is greatest. And وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ, and Ya Nabi, keep your garments free from impurities at all times. Now is there any laxity here? Itna jais na, utna not jais. It's an open line. Yes, afterwards for leniency, etc., fatwa is given. So Abu Hanifa is teaching us, Ya Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, what I have adopted is taqwa, and what I told you was fatwa. Are you with me now? You got an idea now. Okay. Let's go further. The same Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, Allah is great. Therefore, he is called Imam Azam. It is said that once he employed an agent, a man, to sell his wares. The value of those items were 30,000 dirham. The value of that, not selling price, CP. 30,000. He also told him, young man, listen, part of the things here, these items are defective. When you sell it, make sure you display the defect. Don't charge full, you give discount. Abu Hanifa's name is well known far and wide. When anyone takes up his agency and sets up, people come rushing. Abu Hanifa, they know they will not be done down. Now there was a sudden rush. When people came rushing from all sides, this bichara admi is so excited, bhul gaya. Forgot completely about defect, normal price, khatam. Now he's very excited. Now mashallah, a big theory, he comes back. to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, Imam sahab, I sold everything in a matter of few hours, all was gone. So Imam sahab's first sawal, first question, young man, the defective item, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi, says, bhul gaya. So Abu Hanifa says, you have destroyed me. Follow very carefully, very important. He says, you have destroyed me. So what happened? He says that you have taken from people something that you're not supposed to take. You charge full when you're supposed to give discount because of the defect in the material. Now he says, you created for me a serious problem. Any businessman who sometime perchance was faced with a similar situation, right, if he's concerned, he'll say, Muri sahab, ye mamla ho gaya. So Muri sahab, Shabbir ul ki fatwa. He says, acha bhai, how much you are not supposed to take? Because first thing, the first command is, try to trace those people. Right? Today, mashallah, with the means of the media, advertise it and the people will come running. Come with your receipt, etc., and you can refund. But now, it is this that zamana, difficult to advertise, difficult to publicize, very mushkil. So maybe we got a mushkil situation here. So you ask Mulisa will say, but in that case, how much is not yours? Take that amount, X amount out, and give it in charity, Ya Allah. Whoever is the owner of this money, right, uske naam mein ye sawab likh de. That's fatwa, Shabbir. That is fatwa, nadikar Abu Hanifa. Now, this young man is giving Abu Hanifa fatwa. He says, Imam sahab, very simple, we'll apply this. Imam sahab says, listen, young man, tell me something. Can you take out exactly those coins that are not mine? Ek baat. Dusri baat, that which does not belong to me, you have now polluted my entire capital as well. Take a drop of urine, put that inside a container of milk. Now we'll say, Shabbir, usko nikal de. The entire thing is najis. Now he's going very high level. He says, you have destroyed me. He says, I tell you what, I don't want to touch nothing. My profit and my capital, kullun fi sabilillah jab. This is taqwa. Now can we apply that? No. Your third story is, I told you in the beginning, I'm going to leave you inshallah with some food for thought. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in one time in his life, he borrowed some money. We all do that by merchants. When you buy stuff, then you borrow from here, take from Paul and give to Peter, and that's how it goes. So he borrowed some money because a consignment of olive oil came. He bought that on, he borrowed money, he bought that. Ready for sale, tomorrow inshallah he'll start his dukan. Early in the morning, his servant comes and say, Malik, I found this dead rat inside one of those containers. There must have been half a dozen or so containers, barrels of oil there. He says, I found this rat inside one of those containers. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Okay. He says, come and show me which one. When they came to the containers, he says, I forgot which one. Chalo. Wallah. Do we have this kind of honesty you see just now? He says, think. He says, I don't know which one. Bulya. Because they're all close together. I forgot which one. What will you do? Come on. Honestly tell me. He asked Mulisa Fatwa. My mother told me to pick this one. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That one container is nafa. The others are suspicion. What do you do? You're going to sell that to the Muslim. Come on. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala. Achha, you and I, you know what we'll do? We say, best to buy because I've got to pay out that loan that I borrowed. And this zamana and that zamana, big difference. Show you something else. If we don't pay on time today, we'll get couple of summons, we'll appear in court, will they lock you up, Ilyas? In that zamana, if you don't pay your commitment on time, you're facing jail sentence. Today we liquidate, mashallah, goodbye, wa alaikum salam, shuddi. Do we pay back our creditors, Icona? Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi toppled those barrels, whole lot of them. Can't pay. Was charged for failure to pay his debt on time. 3 or 6 months jail sentence. The debt not written off. He had to now make intizam to repay that entire loan afterwards. What was this? Isku kehte hai taqwa. This gives us inshallah some idea. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi. Okay, O believers, fear Allah as is the haqq of Allah. Acha, I'll teach you something else quickly. I told you in the beginning, this condition to develop is very, very hard. Allah is watching me. Allah is very kind. He gave us some means. We have been taught by the great scholars that when we make salam, end of namaz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, who are you making salam to? Salam means to tell somebody you're making salam. If you say, I'm making jamaat, you say, well, assalamu alaikum, right hand side people, assalamu alaikum, left hand side. Theek hai, bhai, I accept that. But when you're making salah all alone, then who are you making salam to? Who are you making dua for? We have been taught by the elders, ke one salam you're making to the one out of the pay of kiram and katibin. So each time you're making salam, kiram and katibin is going to help you to remember ki kiram and katibin are recording my deeds. If I can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least I must remember ke by these two angels are recording every action that I do. I cannot escape them. But since they are not visible, therefore again we involved. So I'll take you one more step, inshallah. There's a surah in the Quran entitled Surah Zilzal. Idha zulzilatil ardu zilzala. Very famous surah. Yawma idhin tuhadithu akhbara. Idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. Uske baad kya hai? Asqalaha wa qala lin sanuma. Allah is saying when the earth enters a tremor, the earth will throw out all its burden. That's you and me. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ وَأَخْبَارَهَا. At that time, the earth will give out all information. What information? Ke ae banda ya khuda, O mankind, whatever you did on my surface, I am going to report against you or in your favor before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this point, I am reminded of our great personality, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, who's our Shaykh. He said a very, very nice thing. He says, when you perform Salah, keep changing your spot. Usually we have this condition, we park in one place, that is Mr. Didat's place, Khalas is not moving from there. Mark. He says, change your spot, because the more areas you make sajda upon, the more ground you have to testify in your favor, ya Allah, this person makes sajda upon me. Now, Hakim Sahib, Allah, may Allah keep him with us for a long time. Give him good health as well. Recently, he taught us this. He says, and I'm ending now, inshallah. The place where you made guna, that earth will testify against you, ya Allah, this man made this guna on me here. Hazrat says, if you can remember where you made a certain guna, go back to that spot and say, ya Allah, I ask forgiveness on this ground where I made a sin in the past. So just as that earth will testify against you, it will now testify in your favor as well. Ya Allah, fine, he made this guna on me in the past, but he came back here and said, ya Allah, I ask for forgiveness. Bas. Beautiful thing. So my friends, I leave you with this thought. We learn inshallah something today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us amal ki tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with iman and with taqwa. Allah give us iman ki salamati. Allah keep us with iman and Allah take us with iman. And we make dua ki Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this country success, that peace and justice must prevail through the new government that is being formed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You may not make your sunnah.